You've told me already quite a bit about when you were at Burnbanks and where you lived and so on and so on. But is it possible to be quite precise about when you went to Burnbanks? What would the date be? And did you both go together or one after the other? Or how did you organise that?
Well, we went to Burnbanks in March 1956.
Okay. Yeah.
I was an engineering assistant with Manchester Water Works at the time.
Right.
Or that's the post that I went to take up.
Right.
There was my wife and myself, and we had one baby girl at that time. I worked in one of the houses up in the village, next to the estate office. There was Sid Weir in the estate office, and I was at the other end of that building.
Oh, right. So that was your office?
That was my office.
Oh, right.
Yes. I was employed on the new works that were being worked in Swindale. I got there towards the end of the driving of the tunnel from Swindale to Haweswater.
Mm-hmm. And what was the name of that tunnel?
Mardale Tunnel, I think.
Mardale Tunnel, right.
I think that was it.
Yeah.
Naddle Tunnel.
Naddle Tunnel.
Naddle Tunnel.
Okay. We're trying to get our bearings about some of these tunnels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That tunnel went from Swindle Valley to Naddle Valley, and then Naddle Valley to the outfall just upstream of the dam.
Okay, so which way was the water going?
From Swindale.
Yeah, into the dam.
Into the dam.
Into the dam, right.
Yeah, bringing water into the reservoir.
And do you know why they wanted to do that at that point?
Well, getting more water to go down to Manchester.
Right.
Go down the scheme.
So was that something that resulted from post-war development, or
it was planned under the Haweswater Act, which was sometime, and now I haven't got the full dates for it, but the late 20s or early 30s, and then the reservoir was built just around the end of the 30s.
That's right.
And this was the next phase, bringing more water into it from the Swindle Valley.
Yeah.
And then I went on, once that scheme was done, on bringing water from Heltondale into Haweswater on the tunnels and Cut and Cover aqueducts and that type of thing.
Right. So what sort of job was that? For you, was it a bigger job than you'd done before, or similar?
My training up to then was I used to work for Durham County Water Board.
Oh, did you?
As an engineering assistant, doing some small reinforced concrete reservoirs, pipe work, this kind of thing. So it was a different experience.
Yeah.
Which is a civil engineer, you're looking for different experiences to build up your knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was this office, which was a kind of a sub-office of the Kendall office. The main office for that area was in Longpool Kendall.
Okay, right. So the people who worked around you in Burnbanks and Paddle, they were all involved still, were they, with the dam and
the others who lived there? There was one person in Naddle Gate who was an inspector of the new works, like a foreman on the new works. And the other people up there were all on the estate work.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, they weren't on the new works. They were on maintenance.
Okay.
Oh, stand corrected, there was one of the contractor's men, Johnny O'Connell, worked, lived in one of the houses up beyond the office. He was a contractor's man. But basically the rest of them were part of the maintenance people, except for number seven, where the occupier there was Sir William Walker, who used to be, I think, was he the chairman of the Waterworks Committee in Manchester?
Did I hear you correctly? Sir William Walker lived
there? Correct.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing. Because
And his housekeeper, Penny, was he had an elderly lady who kept house for him, called, which was affectionately known as Penny.
And do you know how long he had been there? Was it his new residence or...?
Well, he was well and truly ensconced when we went there. And were they still there when we left? I can't remember.
I can't remember.
I know...
I have a feeling he was still
yes,
there.
Yes, I feel he was.
But I can't remember when... He died, of course, hasn't he now?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
And I can't remember whether he died just before we left or...
After we left.
And you said, I think it was number seven.
Yes.
And that's seven Burnbank.
Nettlegate.
Well, that's amazing.
Yes, he chose to retire there with Penny.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, well, we'll have to look for him.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We have several reports of him in his Manchester role.
Yes.
Making speeches about...
Yes.
The wonders of the dam.
Yes, yes. Well, he used to live there.
To find him living there, that's wonderful.
Did you not know that? Oh.
No. No.
And once a year, instead of sweeping the chimney at the house, Madge used to set fire to the chimney.
Oh. Yeah. We always knew she was spring cleaning. Well, I was petrified because there were wooden
sheds.
Yes, the cast iron ones would be all right. Although we have got a picture from the 30s of one of them after a fire.
Yes.
And it was uninhabitable.
Yes.
So you said you were at County Durham before.
Yes.
And working on reinforced concrete.
Yes, this kind of thing.
Were the techniques very different when you got to...
Yes, I'd never done tunnelling. I'd never done tunnelling or the big concrete cut and cover aqueducts down Swindle Valley and on the Helpendale scheme.
Yeah.
I hadn't done that type of thing.
No.
No.
So was it a case of learning as you went along? Or
yes, and I had colleagues who, you know, who worked with me.
And who was the engineer at that point?
The engineer for the northern section was a Mr. Ferguson down at Kendall.
Oh, right. So there wasn't anybody on site at that stage?
There were agents,
right.
Contractors agents on each site, and there would be inspectors, like I said, there was, what did I call him? Whitworth. Abe Whitworth, he was one of the inspectors, and I was at the office there, and we did tunnel lines for the tunnel measurements for certification of payment, that kind of thing.
Right. How much had to be made on site, and how much was brought in from outside at this point, say the concrete or the...
The concrete, some was made on site. When they were doing the tunnelling, a lot of it... Oh no, it wasn't the concrete that came. The cement came in the lorry loads along the concrete road. But the mixing was done on site. Yes. Power for it came over Shop Summit, and the reliability of the power in that area wasn't very great. We had screws in our ceilings to put tilly lamps on. And it always went off on Christmas Day.
I've just bought one of those headlamps for my son for his Christmas box, because last year he was with us at Christmas and we lost it. 48 hours we were without.
Yes.
No, not much has changed.
Yes.
So it was tough, was it? The work.
There was a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And what were the hazards and difficulties, particularly? Weather or?
Well, weather wasn't. Normally, you could get about. There was the one time when I mentioned to you the snow was very heavy. When the work had stopped, and the bulldozer driver, who lived in the village, he was on a bulldozer on Shap Summit. And I went to pick him up to bring him home at night, and the police said, he's going to work overnight. I said, no, basically. But the letters stop, I think it was about 7 or 8 o'clock at night, me providing headlights for the bulldozer working on the chapel. But,
when you came, how long did you expect to stay? Did you have any idea?
I seem to recall promising to stay 2 years.
Two? Okay.
And stayed 4, in fact,
Before
I got the opportunity to go down to Manchester, working on the distribution side down in Manchester.
Right, okay.
And I worked down there for another 4 years.
So I'm just wondering whether... If you can remember what your first impressions were when you went to Nadal and saw Burn Banks and so on. You'd come from, was it a town or a village in County Durham?
Town, Bishop Auckland in County Durham, yes.
Uh-huh.
Very much rural, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we were told we wouldn't be accepted for 20 years.
That's true.
Inflation has taken care of that. It's only 50 now.
Yes.
And how did you in fact find it as a place to live? Was it comfortable?
We had trouble with the house from time to time. There was no insulation on the walls.
No.
It was just the weatherboarding on the outside and Essex boarding on the inside, and nothing between them.
No. Tell me about Essex boarding. What?
Essex boarding is just like a kind of a paper board.
Oh.
It's about that thick, just like compressed paper, more or less.
Okay.
And the walls had all been more or less whitewashed.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to clean them, you have to be very careful because the surface used to come off it.
Oh, they used to go quite spongy in the winter when I was drying nappies inside.
Oh, so they were absorbent.
They were.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they were nice little bungalows.
Mm. They were nice and laid out, and they were they were as good as they could be.
Mm.
I enjoyed the 4 years
there. Yes. There wasn't a lot for the children to do at the weekends.
No, but they were too small
to worry at that time. We did start while we were there caravanning.
Oh, did you?
We'd go away at weekends, say once a month or something like that, where they would mix with other children.
Yeah.
I said, I can't do that anymore. He used to take every Monday, emptying the van and getting everything sorted.
Yeah.
And every Friday I was packing it up again. the weeks aren't long enough. So
we used to keep the caravan in the underneath the coach house up at the Horsewater Hotel.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Did you visit there at the Horsewater Hotel?
Infrequently.
Infrequently, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a very inconvenient place, I think, isn't it? You're yes. never going anywhere when you...
Oh, yeah. You know, when we went, if we went up there to work on the van or anything like that, we were generally the only ones in the hotel.
At that point.
Yeah, at that point, yes. No.
And what about the... you were the assistant engineer, and could you put yourself in the pecking order, the social pecking order of Burnbanks? Was there such a thing?
I was beyond the pale.
Really?
You know, I wasn't on the establishment.
Which establishment?
Well, the Manchester, the everybody else was part of the estates. I wasn't.
Oh, I see.
I was on the new works.
Oh, right. So that was a distinct position for you.
They thought so.
Yeah.
They thought so.
Yes.
Oh, right. What was their... What would they be reasoning? What would they be thinking by putting you beyond the pale, or thinking of you beyond the pale? Were you a new boy?
Well, very much so.
I think it was just as much the fact that they'd never had an engineer there before.
Not in recent years.
No, recent years. No. And I always got the impression that the men thought he'd been sent there.
All right.
Now, I may be completely wrong, but that was the attitude that came over from the women.
Oh, right. That's interesting.
That, what's he doing there? We don't need an engineer. That type, not nasty.
No.
But a barrier, nevertheless.
Oh, right.
And as I say, I was shown the parlour.
Yeah.
The first time. Never again after that, but you know. Yeah. They began to realise that we were human beings. And
Madge Scott.
Madge Scott.
There was the postmistress.
Yeah, Madge Scott. She was a strange lady.
And she was the one with the parlour.
She was the one with the parlour that she never opened except.
And
her
husband was Tim, wasn't he?
I've forgotten him.
I think.
Yeah. And you said the post office at that point was at Naddo.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
And was that number 7? No.
No.
It must have been...
We were 3, 4, 5, I think. No, just a minute.
Well, you've
got
William. It's been number 6, I think.
Number 6, I think it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
It's because Whitworth's at number 5.
That's who was it?
Abe Whitworth.
I'd only got 7 houses, you see, because I couldn't remember the Whitworths. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you still plant your potatoes on Good Friday?
So most of your working day, was that spent in the office or
out around the sites?
Right.
Supervising what was going on.
Yeah. And the people who worked with you, and on those sites, would they have? They wouldn't be from Burnbanks, or would you be drawing them from somewhere else?
The work was carried out by contractors.
Ah.
Edmund Nuttall Sons and Company London Limited.
Okay.
And there would be an agent for the contractors over all the sites, and then a site engineer for Nuttall's on the site. And then I used to go around sometimes with people from Kendall office or on my own, doing monthly measurements for payments, checking the line of the tunnel, checking levels on the work that was being carried out there.
So are you a sort of Manchester's man, making sure that the contractor was being paid for what he had done and not for anything else.
And keeping things going properly. Plan. Yes. Yeah.
I see. Right.
With supervision of myself from Kendall.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that then makes sense, doesn't it, that you would have lived in Burnbanks because you were associated with Manchester City rather than with the contractor.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense. And you said you came for two but stayed for four.
Yes.
Was that from choice or necessity?
Yes, I stayed there until the work that was going on up there was coming to an end. And I made it known that I wanted to some different experience. And went down to Manchester.
Right. And do you know what happened to your house then?
No.
No, we don't know what happened immediately after us.
No, I don't know who went in there.
I don't know that Manchester ever used it again.
Directly.
But just couldn't say. Honestly know.
So you came in 56 and you... Was that 56? Yes.
Yes.
And you would have left in
August 60.
August 60, yeah.
Somewhere around Anne's birthday, wasn't it?
So can I ask you how old you were in 56?
Born 28. 38, 48, 58 would have been 30.
22. Yeah, you'd be 28 and I'd be 26.
28,
That year, anyway.
And you had one baby when you arrived.
Yes.
And then she was born in the August 55.
55.
So she was still very much a baby, smallest baby when we got there.
And then we had two daughters while we were there, born in the bungalows.
They were born in the bungalows.
They were born in that front room, front bedroom, in dreadful condition. One of them, poor child.
And you were attended by the nurse?
The district nurses in both cases, yes.
Was it Joan Till and something Smith, wasn't it, the other one?
Oh, I don't know. Joan Till was...
The better one. Don't put that in your notes.
Okay. Joan Till was the first one, wasn't she?
Yes. Yes, she lived at Helton.
Yes, she did.
She lived at the B-man's place.
She was, yeah.
The person in charge, she was at their bed and breakfast or something like that. He kept bees.
Oh, I know.
Known as the bee man.
Yes, I know the one. It was backed onto the road.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually recently been changed from an inn to a house. Oh.
I don't think it was an inn.
Well, it was a pub.
No, it wasn't the Helton Inn.
Oh, right.
No, she lived. Whether she had accommodation with
with
a family.
Okay.
In a house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And then
I can't remember the other one, but she lived out at. Starts with an A.
Askham.
Oh, really? They came. Yes, it wasn't a Shap.
It wasn't a Shap.
No. The doctor was Shap.
Dr.
Judson.
Because I think in the 30s, the people of Burnbanks actually had two district nurses.
Had they?
Well, there was quite a...
And a nurse.
Yes.
And the nurse was provided by Manchester.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Especially for Burnbanks. So
yes. Well, there'd be quite a lot of people there.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. I mean, the school records show that in the first half of the 1930s, 134 children
were in that school.
Came into the school
at Bampton.
Stay.
Yes, that's where the wooden extension
that's
to the
right.
school.
Yes,
yes,
they built the Manchester provided
extension, didn't they?
Yes, but that's a huge number of children, isn't it? I mean, a lot of some of people came to Burnbanks and didn't stay.
Yes,
or their children didn't like it and they went to a different school maybe to Shack or Ruffin or
something. Yeah.
134 children in 5 years. And you've got
17 now.
Oh,
it's still there though.
Oh, it is still there. Yes, it is still there.
And there were more than 17 when we were there, weren't we?
How many of your children went?
Just one, the eldest one, because she was quite a clever little lass, and she wanted to go, and they wouldn't let her because she wasn't five. I can't remember the name of the older teacher. The old teacher said, I can't have them unless they can do up their shoes and fasten their own buttons. And I just looked at her and said, well, she's been able to do that for 6 months. How old is she? So they let her go in the January after she was four, didn't they?
Right.
So she had two terms there.
Two terms.
And distinguished herself mightily by sitting there when the older ones, because there were two classes, of course, obviously, in the one space. I don't know whether they still have. And Mrs. Thing had given them something to do and then gone and done something on the board with the others.
Yeah.
And my one came home with this drawing and she said, that's the whales. But they haven't any eyes. She'd been doing a geography lesson on whales. And so she got this vague outline of the thing that, you know, I could see was whales.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh dear. She was supposed to be reading.
Well, it'd be interesting for you to go back to the school now, because they do seem to have a very rich time there.
Yes.
Geography and that, you know, the world.
The world.
Yes. It's very important. Yes. Yes.
The head when we started there was Dougie Thornton, wasn't it?
Was he the head there?
Yes. he parked his car like a horse, you know, just
head on into
pointing to the hedge.
Some people still do that, I think. What was the name of that?
Dougie Thornton.
Right.
He was there before the Ainsleys.
Right. Now I'm getting a bit concerned that I haven't put your thingy on quite right.
It's nestling in your jumper, and you should get a less than distinct. Excuse me, won't you, Anne? There you go, that's better.
That's fantastic.
You talked about the roads and how difficult they could be when the weather was bad.
Yes.
But were they well surfaced at this point? And were the Burnbanks ones distinctly different? Or?
Well, they were kept to a reasonable standard. Mm-hmm. And when the work was going on, we did have to take them over. Manchester took over some of the maintenance on them.
Right.
And somewhere I've got photographs that I've taken underneath the culverts and things like that to prove whether or not they'd been damaged.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and we had to, going from Bampton towards Helton,
yes,
about a quarter of a mile past Bampton, on the right, we had to build a retaining wall there, and there was a hawthorn quicks set at the side. Opposite Ginny Noble's farm.
Oh, that's where you are, yes.
We did certain improvement works
to the
roads. Strengthened them, put, you know, did up the walls.
Yeah.
There's a to Heltondale, just after you come down from the main road on the Hawswater side of Helton village itself, we had to put some reinforced concrete road down from the main road.
Right.
And the roads of Swindle, we updated the cattle grids, because there were the old-fashioned cattle grids on those, and we updated the cattle grids. So, you know, because of the heavy trucks and stuff that were abusing it, we more or less did take over weathering full responsibility or not. I can't remember, but I know we certainly had to do repair works on
them. because we're now being invaded by United Utilities to lay the new water pipeline from their Watchgate, Watchgate up to Horsewater, and they're making the most appalling mess of the roads and the verges and the walls, and there's no sign that anyone's taking any responsibility for that. So that's interesting. Yeah. And was that the result of pressure or a report that you might have made, or how would Manchester have known that that was happening? Did you know what the process was that was involved?
Well, maintenance, if you put some of those big excavators and things along the roads, they just didn't stand up to it.
No. So somebody would have made a report that this was happening, or Manchester had done it on
Well, it was ongoing. You know, this was ongoing before I got there.
Ah, right. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
I think it was
expected. Yeah, that's very interesting.
Because I didn't always work.
No, I'd be surprised if many people remember that is what happened. I mean, people think of Manchester's involvement, and they think of the dam, they think of the village, they think of the school extension.
Yeah.
There's a lych gate at the church.
Oh, in Bampton.
Which is also provided by Manchester Corporation. So the various striking things, but these more every day, but equally important things. I don't think people do remember. So that's very
interesting. There's quite a bit of work done on it.
We've talked a long time. Are you all right to go on for a bit? You're not too tired.
Well,
you're in the hot seat.
Make use of us if you can.
So would you like a cup of tea now?
Or would you like a little break?
We can have a cup of tea and we can keep on talking as far as that goes.
Okay.
You like tea or coffee? Whichever's the easiest.
Tea would be great. Yeah. Yes. Just with some milk. Thank you. You talked about the vehicles you used for work.
Yeah.
But did you have a car of your own at this point?
I did.
Oh, you must have done with the caravan.
I had a car of my own. But I also had use of a Land Rover.
Right.
I had, in my office, I had a driver come chainman. And he would help out on the different sites for the inspectors and things. Mm-hmm. Or it would be of my use if I wanted it.
Right.
At times, I used my own car at work. It just depended.
Which was where?
What the situation was.
Right. And what about your wife? Because she would she have had the car for her own use, or?
Yes.
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 Yeah. So she didn't rely on buses or.
Well, she, if necessary, the car was there and she could. Right. If I wasn't using it, she could use it.
Right.
And she used to go into Penrith to Ladies' Circle. And oh, this is lovely. Also to the WI down in Bampton.
Oh, right.
And from time to time, some of the ladies in the village would say, "Are you going down to the WI?" And I'd say, "Yes." So she would give them a lift. And there was one particular night, nothing had been said. And we'd left the car if I remember correctly, I think there's a shelter on the verge near where the tree is.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And I used to park the car somewhere there. And one night, WI night, they hadn't asked her anything, but some of the ladies just got in the car. So my wife got a push bike out. They went to the push bike.
That suggests that maybe other women wouldn't have had access to cars either, because their family didn't have
them. There weren't many cars up there.
No.
Down our corner, I'm not sure whether I wasn't the only one on our corner with a car.
Right.
Whether Sid Weir had one or not, I don't, can't remember. Sir Willie didn't. Mrs. Clark didn't. I think mine was probably the only one on that corner. I think there were one or two up the village.
Yeah.
We used to call, you know, the Nettle Gate or the village.
Yes.
The village being Burnbanks. Yes.
Okay. So that was the you drew. Yeah.
Yeah.
So does that mean that Burnbanks was fairly isolated from the rest of Banton because of the lack of transport?
Apart from the bus and Shanks's pony.
Yeah.
You know, legs were meant to use.
Yes, indeed.
In those days.
But it's a fairly dark walk, isn't it?
It is, a narrow road.
Yeah.
This was one of the problems with the school children.
Yes.
Because they'd go in the morning on the bus.
Yeah.
But I think from memory they used to walk home. But when things were fairly busy on the Heltondale Aqueduct, at that time the Sid Weir's people used to bring the children back from the school. The few that were in the village used to bring them back in the Land Rover for safety's sake.
That was self-help, really.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of the dangerous road.
Yeah. Yeah. And because at this time of year.
Yes. You know, and heavy lorries.
Yeah.
It wasn't safe.
Yeah.
We used to go to the at. Bampton Grange, there was a little old Methodist church just on the...
Oh, yes, by the bridge.
By the bridge, yes, we used to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Where the... if it was a local preacher and he didn't have transport, he used to come up on the bus and you had to finish the service before the bus came back down again.
That sounds very good discipline. And how popular was that, the Methodist chapel?
There were quite a few there.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember how many because it's a long time ago.
Because Durham's a centre of Methodism, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, we've got friends there. And,
have you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, my wife was at university at Durham. That's where I met her.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
Were you civil engineering at Durham?
No, I was at I did my civil engineering at Loughborough. But I was working at Durham. At Neville's Cross in Durham.
Oh, right. Yeah. We lived in Sedgefield for not many years.
Yes.
About the same length of time as you were at Burnbanks.
Yes. Yes.
When our son was, he was born there. But, I found Durham a fascinating place.
Yes.
I couldn't work out why everybody knew my name when I first got there. It took me a while to work out that they called everybody Pet.
Yes.
And it didn't mean Pat.
Oh! Yes. 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 Yes.
So are you from Durham?
Bishop Auckland.
That's where you
That's my hometown.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yes, that's where our first house was.
Gosh. There's this friend of ours, his father was the head teacher at Sunnyside. No, I think a bishop. Perhaps it was a bishop. He's called Wardle.
No, the only Wardle I knew was a doctor.
Oh, no.
One of our doctors was Dr. Wardle.
Yeah. So he's really never left Durham. It's in his bones. He lives at Lanchester now.
Lanchester, yes.
Yeah, which is a very pretty place.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. I suppose one thing that surprised me about what you've told me is how young you were when you went what was really quite a crucial job.
Yes. But, you know, I was part of a team.
Yeah.
I had done different type, as I say, different type of work at Durham. And... grew into it. You know, in civil engineering, you've got basic basic skills.
Yeah.
And you get experience in different.
Yeah.
In different parts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went from there down to Manchester, and then from there down to Suffolk. We had 10 years in Suffolk, and then came back up to Warrington in
74. Right.
And we stuck.
That was it, was it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And how did you spend your leisure time, such as you might have had with three children?
Yeah. Well, we liked walking, and caravan. At that time, my parents lived at Grange Oversands, so it wasn't too far away.
Was there anything going on in Burnbanks itself? I can't remember whether the sort of social hall places were still there when you.
No.
In Burnbanks.
No.
There was WI down in Bampton.
We were WI in Bampton and church in Bampton.
Yes.
I think that's all. Because I was a bit busy.
Yes.
And then there was round table and ladies' circle in Penrith.
That was in Penrith.
Yes.
Yeah.
The thought of driving my Land Rover at night into all these places, jazz, and can't do it now. But I did then. Now, I've not been baking. Other people
must
make
be magic then,
yeah. Absolutely wonderful.
Gosh, that
looks
gorgeous.
Do you need
I'd like some of that. Thank you. Yeah. Let me just see if I can miss anything. Were you conscious of wildlife in the area?
I hit a stag with my car once.
He didn't believe him.
I was going up with my father-in-law to the hotel one night, and this stag jumped over the wall just in front of the car.
Gosh, they're so big, aren't they?
They are, especially
in full flight, as it were.
Yes. The rutting season.
Yeah.
And
yes,
next day the foresters went out to see if they could find it, but I obviously hadn't hurt it.
Oh, right.
Well, there was no body, was there?
No.
And no dent in your Land Rover either?
Well, it was my car at that time. just before I sold my car for a Land Rover. And people wouldn't believe it was on the way to the hotel and not on the way back.
Yes, that's another point.
Yeah. There was.
Excuse me. I mean, if you prefer a biscuit, that's fine.
Yeah.
I feel as if I'm.
But you can have all this.
Oh, really?
I'll pinch one of those.
Well, I do have it.
Help yourself. Do you have a sweet tooth? Do you?
When someone puts me in front of me like
right,
that,
please
I do.
And those meringues don't need eating. They were given to me yesterday because we had a Keep Fit party yesterday. So
this isn't fair. And
ice bottles.
You're keeping yourself fit and undermining everybody else. Your husband says you studied at Durham.
Yes. Yeah. Had a wonderful time.
What were you, what did you, you
went
an engineer?
No. I studied French.
Ah.
And English. I was a linguist at the time.
Gosh.
And there was a teaching as well, I wanted to teach.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were the subjects I taught. For a little while.
But you weren't pursuing any of that in Bampton, in Melville Gay?
No.
No.
Because we lived in County Durham to start with, I couldn't get a job because I was married. You won't have remembered that far back.
I do.
But County Durham.
And nothing surprises me about County Durham.
Not an embargo. And they let us all, well, they let me certainly, go for an interview because Angus worked in Durham City. And I could have gone in with him every day and come back with him every day, no problem.
Yeah.
And I went for an interview there, and I was, well, I think the best qualified person for one of the jobs. There were two going, and it was obvious that this first class person from Oxford, you know, was going to get the top job. But the other one, I thought, well, I can do this. I know the school, I know the book they use, because we've done it on school prac and all the rest of it, you know. And I didn't get it. I was absolutely devastated, because they didn't say it was because I was going to be. Why are you moving? Mm-hmm. And I told the truth. Signed my own death warrant, because I had no idea.
Well, I was reading a book, my son gave it me actually, but it was a history of the co-ops, the local co-ops in County Durham, but also coming across to Nenthead and Alston. And it was the 70s before there were the local co-ops permitted a woman who married to keep her job. But then it was only allowed, provided that she gave up her superannuation, her place in the superannuation scheme.
Can you?
At the 70s.
And the co-op.
Yes, and the co-op.
And the co-op.
So it's definitely not the height of enlightenment.
No.
No, but County Durham, I think County Durham, with all due respect, is on a timeline of its own. It doesn't seem to be.
Well, that was dreadful.
It is. It's
but that was why I wasn't teaching. First, when we were first married, and then of course we started having children. I did go back part time, but I never ever had a full time job afterwards. But I taught here. Where else did I teach? Practiced here. Can't remember.
No, you taught at Bury.
I taught at Bury.
So, if, among the women in Burnbanks, was there any kind of work that they were able to do? You talked about this person who was a home help, but
wasn't actually in Burnbanks. As far as I can remember, none of them had a job at the time. I can't think that.
Well, Madge was the postmistress.
Well, yes, she had that job. Yes, but I don't think any of the others left the village on the bus or anything
to go to work.
I can't remember. That's why I
might be some of the children might have done, but I don't think the parents.
Yes, but you see, we didn't. Well, I didn't. I don't remember any of their older children. I just picked this up because it was sitting on the fridge. Because I suddenly remembered, I've got recipes from Mrs. Holliday.
Oh, you haven't.
Who was in the first house on the left as you go up into Burnbanks.
Mm.
She gave me her two best recipes. And Ada Preston.
Oh, I know. I've got a picture of Ada Preston.
Yeah, Ada Preston gave me her Cumberland pasty.
There now. I have to send you that picture of Ada Preston.
Oh, it would be lovely, yes.
Because it's a picture of the Brampton WI.
Yes.
Standing on one of those little concrete bridges across the Beck, and we've got two people named, one Martin, and Ada Preston is next to her. I don't know whether it'd be interesting to know if you were there.
Well, I don't remember standing. But I've left the markers in there. You'll see that it's very well used. But those were her two recipes.
Because
she could cook.
Wow.
She was a wonderful cook. But most of them were.
Yeah.
Most of them were.
So and is this a book you made up from the WI?
It was just a recipe book that somebody gave me, and I've got recipes from wherever we've lived. And that one happens to be.
Those are the two for Mrs. Hunt.
Those are the two, and is that the shortbread I use now or not? I can't remember. Yes, it is. Yeah. I've had various shortbreads since then.
That's a really lovely book. Yeah. Maybe one day you could photocopy that page for me.
You think it would?
I'm sure it would do it well enough for me to make out what it is, because it's so that you can't read that too well, but it's obvious it's flour.
It's flour. It's flour. Cakes. Honestly, yeah. I can put it in.
Makes two cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we do have one of the things we're trying to do is make a Burnbanks cookbook.
Well, certainly. Yeah. Where did Ada Preston live, Angus? She wasn't in Burnbanks. She was in Bampton, wasn't she?
I think she would be.
She must have been in Bampton.
I have to.
I think she was.
This Martin lady.
To remind you of your stay in the north, she's written. A.I. Preston.
So is that, and that's another one?
That's Cumberland Currant pastry.
Fantastic.
And I've never, I've once had a go at that and couldn't make it like she did. It all went wrong, so I've never done it since. It's a lot of bother.
Yes.
I can't remember any more in there, but I can look.
If you've got any more, if you could, without damage to the book, I would be really pleased.
Yes, all right, fine. Really yes, good. I could do that. Yeah. That's easy. That's easy. Remembering things, isn't it?
So they're just odd scraps of things, really.
Well, Sid's wee daughter Mavis.
Pardon?
Sid's wee daughter, was she Mavis?
Okay. Doesn't sound right.
God, I should have put my name in this with the right. You never bring the things you're reading me.
No, I can't remember whether it was Mavis or not. Mm-hmm. As I say, I couldn't even remember Mrs. Holiday until I suddenly saw the...
Her husband used to cut people's hair. they stay people's hair.
Can I ask you some things about that's the social life? You said there wasn't any social hall in Burnbanks anymore.
No.
Was there any social activities that were connected with the Methodist Church?
Not that I know of.
We weren't involved if there were.
Right.
Because my memory of the Methodist Church is that it just had its service at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Right.
And if the minister had come on the bus, the steward had to wait at the bus for the bus. Oh, you knew.
Yeah, that's okay.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Because, and my memory is that we just went and came away.
Yeah.
But then I would. it's not fair to say there was not.
No.
But I was not involved because I had the small children. Okay. I was involved in the clinic. Oh, here, I've got a man coming up the drive next to me.
What, with a parcel, I hope
so. No, I think so. Oh. He's just waving at me, I don't know.
He's a good looking out of window,
yes,
so
yes, well,
the sills are low.
Yeah. Just a quick, when you, if you had a problem with your car or with any of the vehicles, who looked after those? Did you have...
No, my own car, when I started there, in fact, most of the time I was there, there was a chap at Helton, Arthur Abbott.
Oh, I don't know.
He was a mechanic.
Yeah.
And I used to have it done, serviced by him.
Right.
If I wanted tyres, I used to go to Eddie Chambers, Tyrrell. Tyrrell.
Okay.
Yeah. And then later on, I got a Land Rover, and I used to have that. I only had that for about 6 months before I left. I had an Austin for a time, and I used to get that turned. In Penrith, serviced. Petrol, I used to get a John Bonuses.
Right.
At Bampton.
In Bampton.
Yeah. Yeah. They're still there.
By the bridge.
Are they? Yeah. The family's still there.
Yeah.
Well, John himself won't be all that. He'll
He's a lot younger than us.
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
It's we call him Stead. That room isn't.
Right,
but
he married
Marilyn. He married the daughter.
Ah.
And they ran it together.
And they ran it together.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it must be Stedman. That's what I'm talking about. I always think of Stedman as a surname. I did when I first came. I just realised it was a surname.
Yeah.
So he and his wife Madeline came from Shap.
Yes.
They're still running it as a. They still sell petrol just.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Because the quantities are so small that they can handle it. And the general run is so big.
Yeah.
Very few people will supply them.
Right. Yes.
So that's a bit of a problem. But they'll mend anything. He really is a. Joy.
Well, it wasn't a garage then. It was just petrol.
And taxi.
Yes.
And taxi.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah. So it must be that Stead added that to the business.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Arthur Abbott at Helton, he was a joy.
Yeah. Good.
He was. He had a garage at his house. A separate garage.
Mm.
And he was a proper fitter. So much so that one night I got a phone call. He said, "Are you all right?" I said, "Yes." He said, "I've forgotten to put a cotter pin in on the starter motor." He said, "Don't use it, and I'll come tomorrow morning first thing and put it right."
Good heavens.
Service.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess he was counting his cotter pins, so I'd have one too many.
Yeah.
The other interesting thing you told me before we started recording was about Asian flu. And the doctor coming with his sweet jar of pills.
Yes. Yeah.
Take as many. What was the word that he said?
Take as many as you need.
Don't come back. So apart from the flu. What other ailments do you recall people going down with at that point?
Not a lot. If you needed any medicines, it came out with the co-op milkman.
Yes, he brought the milk. He brought the medicine.
Whether you got your milk from him or not.
Golly.
From Shap.
That was from Shap,
yeah.
Yes. Doctor would dispense it. He did his own dispensing.
Yes.
And the co-op milkman used to bring it round.
Right. That's a real service. Were there also other mobile shops at the time?
Yes.
Groceries came on a Friday.
Jeff Radcliffe had a big van. Right. It used to come on a Friday.
Yeah.
With
orders or... Just
no, he
van
a fairly big van, green groceries and groceries.
Mm.
There was a little butcher came round in a Morris Minor van, which in the middle of summer.
Oh, God, don't.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you want to do with me that's not Ben? We just throw it away.
Vinegar
and cold water, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Yes, we had the bread. Yeah, the bread came round, didn't the bread man come?
Oh, we used to get it from Jeff Radcliffe.
We got ours mainly. From Jeff, yeah.
Although I think there was a.
There was
a chap who used to come round with a Land Rover. I think that had maybe had some bread. But there was a little shop at Bampton.
Yes, there was.
Just opposite Bonuses, somewhere there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
A little village shop.
And that was also a post office, was it?
Could have been.
Yeah, I think maybe it was. Yeah. But no shops on Burnbanks itself.
No.
There was nothing there for when we were there, no.
No.
That had all gone if it was ever there before.
Milk.
It seems to have been.
The co-op delivered, and then there was a chappy down Helton started delivering milk.
So as far as the sort of business of keeping the show on the road domestically.
Yeah, it was fine.
You felt that the services were there when you.
As far as I was concerned, it was a godsend. I was quite upset to have to go out to a shop and not have a shop brought to me, you know, eventually, because I got so used to this. The only thing was that if we wanted clothes or shoes, of course, we had to go into Penrith, and that seemed to be a major operation to me with three, either that
one or two or three.
Yeah.
And what about prices? Did you think they were reasonable? Or was that...
Yes, I think so at the time.
It wasn't the day of the supermarkets.
No.
We were quite happy.
Jeff Ratcliffe had this big van, and then he did start a shop in the Narrows in Penrith.
Oh, yeah.
And it went down, didn't it?
I didn't remember that he'd ever actually...
Yes, he had the shop there, but he lost trade, and he started working for somebody else after that.
And paying, that was a weekly thing, was it?
Oh, paying was interesting. It came in registered post, cash.
We kept our bank account on at Bishop Auckland, and every month we get a registered envelope with £30 in it.
People don't believe this nowadays.
The bank never used to make us any bank charges. And I had a chequebook as well.
Right. So when you needed to pay the milk, that came out of the registered envelope.
Yes.
Yeah. And when it was gone, it was gone.
It was gone. Right. But there wasn't a lot of temptation to spend it. Once you had your wellies and your and your max and ability to walk about, you were fine.
One of the things that has surprised me is how little changes. Really?
Well,
it's still very much the same.
Is it?
Fashion victim is nowhere in that sort of climate, in that sort of life, position. No. People know how to dress up when the moment arrives, but
they do.
Yes. Otherwise, it's just functional, serviceable.
Comfortable.
Very, very much so.
Corduroys.
Well, it used to be. I
think it is. It's very, they're having a comeback, I think. If they ever went away and bounced on which I doubt.
30 bob a pair.
Did you know Arnesons?
Yes.
Yes. Now, what was the chappy that you...
He was in
Round Table, was he?
Yeah.
What, Mr. Arneson?
No, it wasn't an Arneson that ran it. It was...
A half would be lovely. I'm not good at halves. That's all right.
I forget what the name of the chappy was who ran it. At chemists, we used to go to Priestman and Humble's.
Is that the one in Middlegate by the cinema?
It was on the Narrows,
Because the Narrows is really not.
It's got the supermarket behind it.
Is it?
Going from the south up Middlegate, it was on the left.
It is Middlegate.
I think they called that Middlegate.
I got it wrong. I thought
and
it was
got steps and two windows.
Yes, like an old-fashioned windows.
Well,
we were very friendly with the Humbles, Carl, and then it became Priestman and Humbles.
And
they retired.
I know the shop. And they have everything that you can't find anywhere else.
Yes, but they've both died now.
Well, the Humbles have.
And there was we used to. It was Jim Curry or something like that, who was a chemist as well, nearly opposite the George Hotel. Is it the George in the middle?
Yes,
nearly opposite there.
No, I don't think that one's there anymore. There's one at the bottom end of the main street, past the clock.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And behind Graham's, the grocer's. There's a little one there. And the guy there, he just retired. And he's been the assistant in the shop for 38 years.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no good moving on if you're happy, is it? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, no. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, I'm very, very grateful for everything you've told me today. It's been really fascinating, and I've learned
I'm remembering all sorts of things.
Yeah. Well, if after I leave, you have anything that you would like else to tell me,
well, if it may
write it down.
I will.
Phone me up, but I don't mind at all.
Yeah. Are you interested in some of the photos I have here of the works?
Yes.
That were going on.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Because some of these aren't mine. Some of you'll see is the either Westmorland Gazette or Cumberland Westmorland Herald. One interesting thing, there was a reporter for the Cumberland Westmorland Herald who used to come round the works, you know, taking photos from time to time.
Yeah.
And he had an old Ford car. And have you ever seen the Tilly radiators? They're like a Tilly lamp, but
I've
it's got
a Tilly lamp. Yeah.
Yes. Well, this had a reflector on.
Yeah.
And he used to have that going on the back seat in his car.
Oh, God. That's amazing.
That is up the Lakeside Road where the Swindle intake comes into the...
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. I've seen that.
And that's looking from the concrete road down to the dam.
You know that's closed now.
What, the concrete road? Yeah. Yes.
Well, we heard it was, but we last time we came, we went down it, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, I think there are very... Oh, my goodness, you get some whacking lorries down here.
We do, yes.
There must be something wrong on the motorway, I think.
Gosh. Golly.
Yeah.
Yes, it's an interesting house.
Well, it was a private, supposed to be a private road then.
It was supposed to be a private road.
Yes.
So, what's this building
That's the overflow on the
the
dam.
Overflow, of course it is, yes. It's so bright, I couldn't...
No, it looks a bit like a piece of ice put in, doesn't it?
So this is Burnbank. These are Burnbank's houses here.
Yes, that will be there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, now that's very interesting. Now, I've not seen that picture before, or anything similar to that.
Yes.
No, not at all. Hmm.
And that's the up Nadal Valley, Nadal Farm.
Oh, yes.
That's just the intake up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so that's... You don't remember, do you, something called the Eel Coop?
No.
No.
There was an old water supply that the Nadal Gate and the village used to get the water supply from up just above Nadal Farm.
Hmm.
But while we were there, it was put onto the mains from West Ward.
Ah. Oh. Okay. All these little mysteries that...
That's just cut and cover where
hack
out the rock.
Yes, so that's your brazier keeping you warm, is it? God, look at the snow on the top of there. Golly me.
Getting ready to pour the concrete around.
Yeah.
I don't know whether any of these will show it better.
That's marvellous. Gosh. You couldn't pose something like that, could you?
Not really.
No. The engineering side.
I'm not sure which intake that, but that's an intake on one of the aqueducts.
Oh, yeah. That's very clear, isn't it? So presumably, the river used to go, what, like that?
It used to come down here, and
that's
been built across.
Yeah. And where's the water being taken off at this point?
Inside there somewhere.
Ah, inside there. Okay.
And that's just an intake being constructed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's marvellous. You took, and you think some of these you certainly took.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whether I don't, that's more the shape that my father's used to. Okay. That one. Yeah. That's again your, from the
Is this your Ford, do you think?
No.
No.
No, I think that's a van.
Oh,
that one.
It's a van, okay.
Well, I thought it was. That's why I was confused by where I was looking on there, but that's the front gate.
Yes, it is.
Which is.
But is it some. Oh, well. No, I won't make
sense. So it'll be in what we call the lay by, opposite numbers. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, down there.
Yeah, yeah, those other people.
Sir William et al.
Yeah. That would be at the Swindle Outfall, just above the dam.
And this is shuttering, presumably. That there is shuttering.
Shuttering ready for the concrete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this must be part of an opening ceremony at one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Looks at
the Battle of the Trilbies.
I'm going to say Sir William there.
I doubt it.
No. But he would have a top, I mean, a bowler, melon, wouldn't he? A bowler, yeah.
When I said that, where we make concrete of this pipes, you know, where they.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the shuttering that we would use.
Oh,
right.
To because nowadays you'd see all these on the back of a lorry, wouldn't you?
Not that size.
Not that size.
No.
Too big? Too small?
Yes, they would be about 7 or 8 foot diameter.
Golly.
Maybe even more.
Golly, I suppose you can tell by the height of the ladder here. It looks like a bit of a. Were these ceremonies common?
No.
No.
You know, once every other year or something. When a particular phase
when
had been completed.
When a
phase
was finished, okay.
When they put the notice on the wall to say we have done.
That's at the outfall on the from the Swindle Aqueduct.
Right.
Up at just
so what would I see nowadays? If I went up, would I just see the tops of the wall?
The water would flow from that side coming in this direction.
Ah. Oh, yes.
And I think that honeycomb wall was taken out later, actually.
Right.
Now, that, again, is them. That's it, I think, is it Scroggs? Yes, yeah, Scroggs Hall. You know Scroggs Hall? Up from Bampton, heading up the hill.
Oh. What, on the Helton side?
Just on the Helton side.
Right.
There's a zigzag hill goes up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's it passing the buildings there.
Not all, that was the contractor.
Contractor, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All over the place.
He's still going, isn't he?
Oh, they are,
I'm
yes.
I'm sure I've seen
yes.
Not all.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, you were asking about concrete making, that's a concrete batching plant.
Oh, that's the plant.
Our typical plant.
Yeah.
They'd have one of those at each tunnel portal.
Mm. I think people at the moment would have a great feeling for these because of all this piping that they're laying for taking the aqueduct from the Thirlmere Reservoir.
It's from Thirlmere
to Watchgate.
Watchgate.
And back again.
And back again. Yes. Well, I used to get confused.
And that's probably at Naddle.
Oh,
yeah. Where the. It comes out from the tunnel across the Naddle Beck and back into tunnel again.
Oh, wow.
I think that's where that is.
Oh. And is this the. Is this some kind of crusher? Or.
The concrete batching plant.
That's the batching plant, okay.
Yeah. That again is at Scroggs Hall.
I must look that up because it's not familiar. But, I know where it must be.
Where it was then?
Yeah, probably fell in a hole.
No, you asked about taking over the road, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well. That's all. Oh, heck. So this building now. Is the post office. That's the current post office.
And Bonus is garage.
Oh, is it on the corner?
This is the mill. Oh no, the mill's here, I think.
Not sure.
And the, that's amazing. Two guys at the front here look slightly alarmed. I'm not sure why.
I wonder why.
Yes. With a digger on it.
Over the bridge. Yes. Not nice. No, they used to complain about things like that.
Yes. Still do, actually.
And that's an intake up Narrowwood.
Yeah.
Is Narrowwood still there?
Yeah.
It's a lovely... I mean, it's nowhere near as extensive as it probably was even when you were there, but it is very beautiful. It's a lovely old mixed wood.
And yes. Yeah.
And that's the way up Swindle Valley.
Oh, right. I've got a friend who lives at Swindle Head.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was supposed to go, wasn't it? Swindle was supposed to become another...
At one time, yes.
Was. Mm.
Swindle Head was right at the top of the valley, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's right.
And they kept having fires up there. And the fire brigade eventually stopped taking fire engines up there because they were getting damaged. And they used to phone the estate office, who used to tow a trailer pump up.
Dare we think what they were up to? Why on earth would they keep having fire?
I don't know. Mm. But the fire brigade
had enough.
Mm. And they used to take a Cover the Climax trailer pump up.
They're jolly good photos, aren't they? Well, the Westmoreland Gazette, yes.
And that's a Westmoreland Gazette. That's
the outfall. That's the outfall. With that honeycomb wall. Yeah. Certainly a watery old spot, isn't it?
Yes. And that's showing the dam overflowing.
Oh, my God, the dam overflowing.
Mm.
Now that I do remember. The first time that overflowed after we moved in.
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night, I said, what's that noise?
Really?
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
And I then said, I'm glad we're at Maddlegate, not in the village.
Right.
Because I think if we were in quite fright, mind you, of course, they would have been expecting it.
I suppose. It's the first time for everybody.
Time for everybody, and I didn't like the noise. After that, I got quite happy to have it. It was a nice background noise.
That's interesting, because I've often wondered about that.
That first time. What an
What's that called?
That's a valve house.
That's a valve house.
I think. Or probably a recorder house. I'm not sure. There'll be a weir downstream of the dam.
Yeah.
Which will record the flow of water that's coming over. A measuring weir.
Mm.
And that's probably part of that.
Because the waves can get quite big on the dam, can't they?
Yes.
Not the dam, the reservoir.
Yeah. Yes. That's a photograph of where the Heltondale Tunnel comes out into Haweswater.
See, most of these things now are hidden and people
they've forgotten understand exactly
how
where
they connect or what they're doing.
No. Yeah.
The broom. That's really strange. The end of the chute, there's a broom,
yes,
and a spade.
But no workman.
No, on this occasion not. And this would have been there for bringing materials down, would it? This chute. It's not for water. It's for.
No, it would be shooting materials down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And that is the Swindle Weir. Did you see?
There was one
of those.
Yeah, but not quite that one. That's a different one. That shows more
difference.
Of the face of it.
Mm.
we have got a lot of stuff.
Not neatly tabulated like Mrs. Inglis.
Well, by the time it reached the library, it was tabulated, but everything was in her handwriting on the back of each one.
Yeah.
Wow, that was absolutely fascinating.